What's the best tobacco you ever smoked, Jim?
Ah, that's easy. Kentucky Club.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Parks Johnson with my sidekick, Wally Butterwhite, opening up another Vox Pop program. And here's Wally. How about setting the stage for us, Wally?
What a stage. Tonight, for the first time in its history, Vox Pop comes to you from Hollywood, California. We're broadcasting direct from the soundstage number 14 at the Paramount Studios, where the final scenes were recently shot on Booth Tarkington's classic story, 17, starring Jackie Cooper and Betty Field. Every week, Vox Pop brings you typical Americans from all walks of life. And for tonight's broadcast, we've traveled 3,000 miles to bring you not one, but 17 typical Americans. And hold your breath, folks. They're all gorgeous girls. They're the winners of 17 different contests in 17 great American cities. And each of these girls is 17 years old. They've taken Hollywood by storm, and they're a swell bunch. Also with us is the star of the picture 17, that great screen performer, Jackie Cooper. Vox Pop, you know, is dedicated to the grand and glorious order of pipe smokers and brought to you every Thursday evening in honor of Kentucky Club Pipe Tobacco, the all-white Burley blend, and Julep Cigarettes, the new exciting mid-cooled cigarette frosted to give your throat a thrill. Come on, Park. Let's go.
Yes, sir, Wally. Folks, before I interview this first group of beautiful girls, you know that we've traveled 3,000 miles to find some typical girls for you. You know, we've been bringing you a typical this, that, or the other every week. Well, we're really loaded down with typical girls of 17 years old tonight, and we're going to see what they think and what they feel. Let's let this first group of three introduce themselves. Your name?
Yvonne Moyer from Omaha, Nebraska.
And you?
Suzanne Thompson, Chicago.
And you?
Pat McGuire from Denver, Colorado.
All right, now that's the first group of three. I'm going to ask you, Yvonne Moyer of Omaha, do you think that a 17-year-old girl is more grown up than a 17-year-old boy?
Yes, indeed.
Why? Come a little closer and get it loud. I want them to hear you in Omaha.
I don't know why, but...
Have you found it that way?
Yes, I have.
Do you think that they are sillier than the girls?
No, not sillier.
Well, in what way?
Well, they try to act grown up, I guess, and don't quite know how.
Well, we'll dig into that. Suzanne Thompson of Chicago. If a 17-year-old girl walks down the street dressed up like $1 million, does she feel slighted if the boys don't turn around for a second look?
I do.
Well, lady, you don't mind then if we do turn around for a second look.
No.
How about Pat McGuire of Denver? In the picture, well, we'll get into the picture a little bit later. Do you think that modern parents know anything about raising children, rearing, I should say?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You're, of course, accepting your own parents, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Let these girls get in on some dollar questions around you. How'd you like it, all right? I'm going to ask a question, and the first one of you girls that gets the correct answer gets a dollar bill, and here are these brand new dollar bills. All right, listen. What animal am I suggesting when I say, bah, that's easy?
A sheep.
Which one was first?
$3 to you.
No. $2. Suzanne didn't get in on that. All right, what animal am I suggesting to you when I say, sui?
Pig.
Uh-oh, here it is. Pat McGuire of Denver gets a dollar on that. What animal am I suggesting to you when I say flop it?
Bird.
Bird?
Goose?
What's
the word again?
Flop it. Listen, you girls were at the preview last night of the picture 17 with us.
A car?
And don't you remember Lola, the girl in the picture, her little dog?
Oh, her
dog. Flop it. I can't give you a dollar on that. All right, here. What other animal, beside a dog, do you call by whistling to him?
A bird.
Well, I think that's right. I thought maybe you were going to say the boyfriend. You do with all that. That was Suzanne Johnson of Chicago. Okay, now one thing here that I want all the girls who are going to be on the air to listen to for a moment. Because at any time any of you girls get the answer to this question, break right into whatever's going on and give us the answer, and you got a $5 bill coming to you. That's an extra one, don't you see? The question is this. What is the 8-letter word beginning with L and ending with K? Suggest the picture 17 to you, the theme of it, the idea of it. Now then, just think about it, and the first one of you that gets that, come up and break into what's going on. Give me that stuff here. Huh? Here's some tins of Kentucky Club girls and some packages of Julep cigarettes. Take them home to the folks. I know they'll enjoy them, and thank you very much. And Wally, bring along three more beauties, will you?
You are. At your parks. Here they are, right here. Come on, you lovely little girls. Get up here and tell us who you are.
Hayes Lawrence from Birmingham, Alabama.
What do you do? In school?
I'm in school.
And?
I'm Pam Merriman from Des Moines. I'm a senior in high school.
Mary Jean Davis from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm a junior in high school.
Well, it's good indeed to be with you. Lovely girls. Have you had a good time? Where have you been?
Oh, we've had a wonderful time. We've been to every place.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you're 17. You know, there's an old saying about a girl sweet 16 and never been kissed. Can you three girls look me in the eye and say that that condition applies right now?
No.
You can't, Miss
Murray. Don't say it's rather embarrassing.
No, not at all. I just wanted to see about the... Now, you know, the boys and everybody's listening back home. You girls were certainly very charming and fresh and lovely in your evening clothes at the preview last night, your evening gowns. And Jackie Cooper, your escort all over town. I want to ask you this. Is there any young man, either in Des Moines, Birmingham, or Minneapolis, who would like to take a poke at Jackie Cooper, do you think?
Huh? No, I'm Des Moines.
Not from Des Moines?
Not from Birmingham.
No. All right. How would you like to see Jackie make a personal appearance in your town?
I'd like it.
Des Moines
very much. All right, I want you girls to get some dollar questions here now. The first one answers, of course, gets the dollar. Mm-hmm. What is the outstanding characteristic of a new broom?
Being stiff.
Huh?
Being stiff.
No. The outstanding characteristic of a new broom. It's an old quotation.
I never heard of it.
Jackie, do you know it? I'll give you the dollar. What is it?
Grape
sleeve. Grape sleeve. Give him the dollar, boy. All right, now sharpen up here, girls. Get right into this. What two types of crow do you find in a cornfield? Des Moines, you ought to know that.
Scarecrow and black
corn. Well, I'll give you a $50 piece. All right, here you are. Here's the dollar.
Birmingham.
Des Moines and Birmingham.
Oh, no,
Birmingham and Minneapolis. I beg your pardon. All right. What would you say that Pinocchio, for what reason is Pinocchio a competitor of Jimmy Durante?
Nose
is right. To Mary Bather of Minneapolis. What branch of study do you think Willie Baxter in the picture 17 needs to brush up on?
Literature. English.
English is grammar. All right. You're doing very well, Miss Minneapolis. Girls, I want you to take these three tins of Kentucky Club tobacco and the three packages of julep cigarettes home and give them to the folks, will you?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Parks.
Wally, you saw Paramount's great picture, Gulliver's Travels, didn't you?
You bet I did.
Well, tell me, in the picture, after Gulliver survived the rough treatment of the Lilliputians and made friends with them, what's the first thing he did?
Oh, that's easy, Parks. What do you and I do at the end of a tough day? We light up a pipe, and that's just what Gulliver did. He went out and he lay down on a cliff and started peacefully smoking his pipe.
That's right, Wally, he did.
Parks, and if Gulliver were alive today, he'd fill that pipe with good old Kentucky Club tobacco. Yes, sir, men. When you want the greatest contentment and smoking pleasure out of your pipe, smoke Kentucky Club tobacco blended by Willoughby Taylor. It's the only tobacco blended of three mild all-white Burleys. That's why Kentucky Club doesn't burn your mouth, bite your tongue, or irritate the delicate membranes of your nose and throat. It has a mildness and coolness all its own that's converted thousands of pipe smokers from brands they've smoked all their lives. Best of all, men, the delicious flavor of Kentucky Club not only makes a big hit with you, but the ladies love its wonderful aroma around the house. So take a tip from good old Gulliver. Reach for your pipe and take a tip from Parks and me. Stop smoking harsh, old-fashioned tobaccos. Sweeten your pipe with Kentucky Club, the modern blend. It makes any pipe taste twice as good. So get your handsome blue tin tonight. All right, Parks?
Yes, sir, Wally. Three more of the girls. And girls, any of you thought of that eight-letter word that describes Willie Baxter, the hero of this play? Nobody yet? All right, we have three more. You are...
Adeline Pilkington of Detroit, Michigan. Peggy Webb of Nashville, Tennessee. Betty Jean McCord of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And three more beautiful girls I never saw, unless it was the three I had up here just a moment ago. Tell me, Peggy Webb of Nashville, are your initials carved on any tree anywhere?
I hope so.
down there in Nashville, that's something about... They do that, do they?
Well...
It's sort of typical of that section, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, now tell me, what is your batting average, Peggy, on blind dates?
Oh.
Did you ever have a blind date?
Yes, I have.
Well, what's your batting average? Did you draw pretty lucky, or was he tall, dark, and handsome, or what?
I'd say it's rather average.
Right about average, huh? Betty McCord of Pittsburgh, would you like to stay 17 all your life?
I certainly would like to say 17 all my life.
Why?
If I could always have the time that I'm having now at 17.
Oh, good. I don't blame you. Of course, now, if you feel that way about it, I doubt if you can tell me this, but what is the biggest fault that you find with boys? Yeah, some outstanding fault that boys have.
Well, I know some boys that, to me, they don't have any faults.
Oh, is that so? Well, I won't go any more into that. We've had it. Adeline Pilkington of Detroit, what's your pet name for your boyfriend? Do you mind telling us?
Oh.
I'd like to know what a 17-year-old girl calls her boyfriend.
Well, the usual one is darling.
Oh, you call him darling. Well, that's what they call him in the picture, isn't it? Well, what good things can you say about your boyfriends? I asked for a bad thing over here. What good things can you say about boys?
Well, they're considerate.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Boys, listen. You've got it. All right, we won't put you on the spot any further on that. We'll get right into these dollar bills here. The first girl that answers the question gets the dollar bill. Who wrote the book 17?
Who's talking to
me? I'm out $3. Each one of you. There you are. Into which side of a shiny new silver spoon would you look to see yourself upside down?
Inside.
Inside?
Outside.
Outside?
Inside, outside.
Who said inside?
I did.
Miss Pilkington of Detroit. There's your dollar.
Thank you.
Now, here's one that's a little bit tougher. A 6-letter word that has 4 O's in it.
Oh.
Oh? It's got 4 O's in it, a 6-letter word. It's sort of a jinx. It means something like a jinx. The first letter is H.
Hoodoo.
Hoodoo, yeah, Miss Webb of Nashville got that. And one last thing here. What famous Hollywood restaurant reminds you of Al Smith? For a dollar.
Pound Derby.
Pound Derby from Detroit.
Thank you.
Good, thank you, young ladies. And for the folks at home, take them these tins of Kentucky Club in packages of julep cigarettes. And thank you so much. We've enjoyed having you. Wally, how about it?
Yeah, have you got some more? The other girls coming right in.
Let them buy it in quickly.
All right. And tell us who you are.
I'm Helen Ruth Bass, a freshman at State Teachers College in Memphis, Tennessee.
Boy, you sound it. And where are you from?
Gloria Sheen of Buffalo, New York.
Yeah?
And Carolyn Minotis from Little Rock, Arkansas, freshman in college.
Good. Well, you're all scattered from all over the country. Now, first of all, I understood somebody gave me a tip that one of you three girls had never been on a train before. Who is it?
I've never been on a train before.
Miss Sheen from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Never even been on a little local ride?
Never.
My goodness. Don't they have trains in Buffalo, I'm sure.
Oh, certainly they have.
Well, now, in connection with that, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a dollar, singly, Miss Sheen, if you can tell me 6 persons with different duties to perform on a railroad train. I'll make it 5.
Well, the engineer.
Right.
Do you want me to tell what he has to do?
No. Just name the men, their occupations. The engineer and what else?
I got it. Lovesick.
That's it.
Miss Pilkington of Detroit got the word that describes Willie Baxter in the picture 17. The 8-letter word starting with L and ending with K, it's lovesick. Give her the $5.
She has the 5.
Porter, right.
And conductor?
Right.
And,
Where did the carry the mail?
Pardon me?
Where did they carry the mail? Well, I can only give you $0.50 on that. That's all right, though. It's your first train ride. Mail clerk, baggage master, you know, all things like that. And the waiters, and so on and so forth. All right, let's jump around a bit. $1 for the first answer to this question. Why was William Tell forced to shoot an owl apple off his son's head?
He wanted to.
No, he didn't. Oh, no, indeed. But one particular thing made him do it.
Proved that he could shoot?
Well, he knew he could, but he was scared, Jones. Remember he had the jitter shooting at his own son?
That's right.
Hmm?
That's
what
right.
Made him do it? Who made him do it?
The king, maybe.
No, it wasn't any king. It was the cap. He wouldn't salute the cap of the tyrant Gessler, don't you know, in the marketplace? Huh? All right, along the same lines, tell me 2 famous stories, they may be fairy stories if you want, that are laid in a forest.
Right ahead.
There's a dollar. Go right ahead.
As you like it?
As you like it.
Huh?
No, I don't care. Is that in the forest? Yeah, it is. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's another kind of a hood. You can get a dollar, Miss Little Rock.
If
you... No. It's laid in the forest.
Oh,
it's some kind of a hood. Now, that ought to... Come on.
Oh.
Fairy dirt.
is that Robin Hood, didn't
you? Yeah, yeah, but this is another kind of hood.
I can't
see. Anybody know?
Oh, right, of course.
Now, watch out for this one. What two kinds of buildings have walls built around them?
Penitentiary.
$1 piece. That's absolute synchronization of thought there. What other one? You girls have been dreaming in one for a week.
Castle?
That's right, of course. Now, I want you girls to take your 3 tins of Kentucky Club and your 3 packages of Mint Cool Juleps home to the folks. Thank you so much. All right, Park.
Yes, sir, Wally. And here's that swell guy. And if there is a typical American boy, a young man anywhere in this country, it's Jackie Cooper. He's handsome. And, of course, we all know he's talented, and the association I've had with him here, he's happy, and he's a regular fella. Jackie, we're glad to see you. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You mind taking a little Vox Pop test with us here, Jackie? Just a fast one right quick.
No. Any dollar bills?
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's some dollar bills on that stuff. I'm going to give you a little geography to start with. The Tropic of Capricorn, is that north or south of the equator for a dollar?
South.
South? Here's your dollar, Jackie. Wally, you got one for him?
Yeah, I sure have.
Shoot, Jackie?
What fight has been most read about and talked about over the radio in the last week? What battle?
Not in Europe.
No, this was in New York.
Lewis and Gordo.
Jackie, where would I go if I wanted to find a spatula? Huh? Got any idea?
You got me.
Well, the girls are all laughing at you.
Well, how about a rutabaga?
I don't know if you find those out here or not.
You know what they are?
You find them in the garden, that's right.
In the garden, yes, sir, for a dollar. All right, Wally, shoot.
Jackie, this doesn't apply to you, my boy, because your performance in that picture, 17, is wonderful.
Thank you.
I want you to tell me where... I'll give you $2 if you get this one. Where did the term a ham actor come from?
Oh, I got you there. I learned this a long time ago.
You did, really?
Yeah.
Oh, $2.
Yes, sir. Years ago, before they started to use grease paint, they used to use ham fat.
You got it. Ham fat on the face. Right. Good, that's Jackie. Right.
Man, we're doing fine.
Oh, you're doing wonderful, boy. You got a lot of money.
Look at this.
Say, Jackie, these girls around, yeah, they're crazy about you. How do you like them?
Oh, gee, I think they're swell, and they're all so pretty, too, and they got talent, too.
Is that right? How do you mean?
Well, for example, Carolyn Monrodis of Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, she told me that after college she hoped to get into the movies. She asked me to read over one of the scenes from this new picture, 17. Would you like to hear us do it, maybe?
Ah, we surely would, and we know the radio audience would like to hear this young girl get her first voice test on Vox Pop. Go right ahead, Jackie, and sort of set the stage for us.
All right. Well, Carolyn will play Lola. That's the part played in the picture by Betty Field, and I'm Willie Baxter, the lovesick fella, you know. And Lola's a visitor in my hometown, and, you know, a girl from the big city with exaggerated ideas about her worldliness and sophistication. I'm trying awful hard to make an impression on her, and I've been showing off with my imitations of... Oh, I've been imitating dogs and cats, and I've just imitated a rooster, and she looks a little bit startled as I explain. I call that Dawn in the Barnyard.
Too, too marvelous. Darling, I know you could make a fortune on the radio.
Well, I'd prefer radio to the stage because if you go on the stage, you have to make love to absolutely strange actresses. And, well, I'm sure that I could never make love without feeling it. I think love is sacred, don't you?
But definitely. What have you got up? Your sleeve?
But about love, I don't mean some kinds of love. I mean real love. You take some people, I don't believe they ever know what real love is.
What nice soft cheeks you have.
Oh, they're not so soft. Sometimes they're pretty rough. Now, as I was saying about real love, love is something nobody can understand unless they feel it. And, well, if they don't feel it, well, then they can't understand it. Well, what I mean is it's sacred. Don't you think so?
Oh, I do. Definitely.
Oh, I'm glad you agree with me. Because the love a man feels for a girl and a girl feels for a man, that's if they really love each other. And when you look at a case like that, of course they both love each other, or it wouldn't be real love. Well, it would be sacred, wouldn't it?
But definitely.
Nice job, Maggie.
Thank you, Jackie Cooper and Carolyn Monrodus of Little Rock. Thank you very much. That was swell. And Wally, are you ready?
Yes, indeed. It's certainly good to see one of the little girls have her first radio test here with Jackie Cooper. Now, Parks, you know, I was just opening up a package of juleps here for one of the studio makeup artists. Isn't the bright green color for this julep package soothing to the eye, Miss Waltz?
Oh, it certainly is.
Just as juleps are soothing to your throat. There, the pack's open. Take a whiff, Miss Waltz. You know anything special about those juleps?
Why, they're mint-flavored.
That's right. Juleps have a mild, delicate scent of mint, just enough to add mint freshness and mint coolness to the natural flavor of perfect tobacco. Cigarette smokers by the millions are flocking to the three new cigarettes on the market. All three are swell. Now, here's what I want you to do. Smoke this pack of mint-cooled juleps and compare them with these two other new extra-quality cigarettes. Here's a pack of each.
Thank
you. Give it to the lady there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All three of these new cigarettes have something special to recommend them. But I know you'll agree that juleps are the best of the best. And, folks, I want you all to make this same test. Try all three of the new cigarettes with their wonderful special features and see if you don't choose juleps. They're a new taste treat for discriminating smokers who find all ordinary cigarettes taste just the same. And it's you discriminating smokers who have swept juleps to such overnight success. So everybody, take our tip. Try the new mint-cool juleps. They're frosted to give your throat a thrill. Come on in, Park.
Yes, sir. And before I bring these next beautiful girls up, I want to remind the folks that 2 weeks from tonight, Vox Pop will bring you the typical bachelor of 1940. Now, if you have any suggestions, drop a letter to Vox Pop, care of CBS, with full information about the typical bachelor. We want to know where he is. We'll bring him to New York, no matter where he lives, all expenses paid, and interview him on Vox Pop 2 weeks from tonight. Now, from bachelors to beautiful young ladies of 17, the three, your name, please?
Miss Ferris Walker from Dallas.
From Dallas, Texas?
Virginia Reinhold from Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Naomi Sauer from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Fine. Three prettier girls I've never seen unless it was the two preceding groups that I had. Let's get right into the dollar questions, and then I want to find out after that something about you individually. But I want to give away these dollars. They're burning my hand. The first one that answers it, what is 10% of a dozen? 10% of a dozen?
1 1/2. 1 3/4.
10% of a dozen? Oh, you good.
1 1/10.
2/10. 1 2/10 for Miss Wofford of Dallas. Good. How many strings on a violin?
4.
4 for Miss Reimold of Columbus. Can you name any character in Gulliver's Travels? Any of you?
Gulliver.
It was funny how the rest of the girls were just frowning and looking around. That was very cute. Now, animals sometimes bear the names of countries from which they come or they refer to them. Give me quickly the name of any animal bearing the name of any country.
Arabian horse.
Arabian horse is right. What, are they usually white, do you think?
Yes. Hmm? I think so.
That's all on a dollar on that. But now here's a dollar for the first girl that'll give me the full name of her first sweetheart. Have you got the nerve, girls?
Ronald Jackson.
Where did he live?
I don't remember his address.
In case Ronald is listening, that was Naomi Fowler of Salt Lake City. Was he a handsome chap?
Well, I thought so at the time.
There's a dollar because you had your nerve and you pulled it out. Tell me, Virginia Reimold, at what time do you think a 17-year-old girl should get in at home at night?
My mother and father are listening now.
Uh-huh. I sort of thought maybe they were.
Perhaps maybe 2.
2 a.m. you mean the next day?
But if they're not listening, maybe 1.
Uh-huh. Well, what time do you ordinarily get in?
When 1.
You go, say, to a dance? 1 o'clock?
1.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How about that, Miss Wofford of Dallas? Is it custom to sing down in your section?
I have to be home by 12.
By 12. Well, may we back it up a little bit. How about Salt Lake City? It's going with the time zones.
Well, doesn't make much difference back there.
Tell me, Miss Reimold, what do you think is the worst fault of the girls of today?
If they have any.
Personally, I don't think they have.
I don't know if I'm trying to agree with you.
Uh-oh. we'll never do to leave it there. How about it? Don't you think, Mr. Wofford of Dallas, that the girls have some faults? I know the boys, if they were here, would give it to us.
Maybe they grow up too quick.
Is that
quickly.
It?
Yes.
Well, now, that was just a reverse of what somebody told us a while ago. Well, is this much I can say? Here, give me these tins of tobacco and these juleps for the girls to take home to Papa, Brother, and that best boy that the Salt Lake City doesn't mind. And thank you very much. Wally, how about it? Are you ready?
Yes, indeed, Fox. Here's
well, there's something
you.
To study over on that last one.
This closes out the whole 17 with these two. Who are you, girls?
I'm Jean Tarris from Houston, Texas.
Yeah?
I'm Virginia McGill from Kansas City.
You both in school?
Yes.
You've been doing, I noticed, a little dancing around this town, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Where have you been?
Well, we've been to Earl Carroll's and Cyril's and, Coconut Grove.
Well, I saw you dancing with Guy Lombardo over there last night, and you seemed to be having a lot of fun. How about it? Did you have a dance with Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Is he a pretty good dancer?
Oh, yes.
He's gone. You can talk loud. What about it? Fox, you know, Jackie's been trying to get me to take this money back over there that he won. He said he won too much. I thought he'd give some kid a nice dinner, and he's going to do it. Now, girls, let's get going here. I want you to have a chance at some of these dollars. What other relation could your aunt's brother be besides your uncle?
Father-in-law?
Well, I'll tell you, I bet this individual's listening to you, so you better hurry up and get it. Come on, Miss Monroe, you say you know it.
The father.
That's right, it's gone. What two things does a man use that has a blade by the time he wakes up and gets to work?
Razor and...
There's $2 gone. And what else? Before he goes to the office.
Bring
his practice and use a knife. That's it, of course. You get another dollar for that. He uses a razor and uses a knife at breakfast. Watch this one. How many doors has a modern elevator?
Two. One.
One? Two.
Well, a sliding door.
Huh? Isn't it three?
Oh, three. Huh? Yes, it does have three.
First door is part and the other one is flat. Aside from a man, can you tell me three living things that talk?
Mm-hmm.
Parrots talk, right. There's another animal of the sort of like the parrot family can talk. No? Well, can you name anything else? Name other one. How about a woman? Can't she talk? My Why, of course. All right, I'll tell you. Can you recall two nursery rhymes where somebody stole something? For a dollar a throw.
Peter.
He picked a peck of pickled peppers, but he didn't steal.
The pig. Oh.
That's right. Somebody stole a pig.
Tom
That's right. There's your dollar. You can't think of the other one. He stole a marrowbone or something. Roast a beef.
No.
What happened to Welshman? Didn't you know that?
No.
Well, I'm sorry we have no more time, girls, but I want you to take your three tins of Kentucky Club and your three packs of julep cigarettes home to the folks. All right, Parks, come on in.
Wally, we can't leave, and without saying again to Jackie how much we appreciate him being with us this afternoon. And, Jackie, just one other little question I've got to ask you. You came out too well on that other. For another dollar, you've given all those others away. Straighten this old familiar proverb out for me. You can lead a man to knowledge, but you cannot make him think. Now, from what familiar proverb did that come? Not that that isn't true.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
This boy just takes dollars as a go. Goodbye, Jackie, and thank you very much. And now here's Wally with an important 15-second message. Fox and I have just one thing to ask you pipe smokers tonight. Get yourself a tin of Kentucky Club tobacco. Remember, it's packed in patented Fresh Tex. Look for the handsome blue tin with a thoroughbred horse and red-coated rider. And for you cigarette smokers, mint cool juleps are your best bet. And now, Parks, how about next week? Well, as you know, Wally, next week we're going to be, Vox Pop is going to take you to Alexandria, Virginia, to a huge Washington's birthday party in an old, old tavern, famous since the days when George Washington himself honored it with his presence. Join in the celebration, folks. Same time, same station, next Thursday evening. Good night, folks.
This is a Columbia Broadcasting System.